The passage of scripture that I've chosen this morning comes from Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. It should be up on screen. There we go. It says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me," that is Paul, "put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." I just want to take a few moments just to reflect on what Paul is saying there. These are Paul's concluding thoughts in his letter to the church in Caesarea Philippi. And it's a church that he's immensely proud of. It's a church that is doing really, really well. And if you read the letter to the Philippians, it's full of joy and celebration. It's just such a really encouraging letter to a people who are doing really well for God. And he concludes his letter to this church that's doing really well with God. He concludes it by reminding the church that ultimately the closeness of God is what's key. And the closeness of God is what means that everything they do is going well. In verse 5 here, he says, "The Lord is near." And then in verse 9 he says, "And the God of peace will be with you." Whatever the church is doing, they're doing it in a close relationship with God, and because of that, it is flourishing. Things are going really well. What's interesting about what Paul says here, in both these situations where he says the Lord is near, there's a link then to the peace of God being present. And the closer we draw to God, the more we experience his peace. There's a relationship between having peace and being close to God. Now, I don't know about you, but Christmas time in our household is a pretty exciting time. It's full of joy, full of celebration. It is rarely peaceful. I don't know whether you can relate to that. I usually end up utterly exhausted from the Christmas season and look forward to the break I get when I go back to work in January. It's easy for the busyness of the Christmas season to sort of take over. Whether it be visiting family and friends, big meals, big celebrations, big gatherings, it's a busy time of the year, isn't it? And I think, actually, it's not just Christmas that that's the case. I think more and more we live in a world that's getting faster and busier all the time. There are more demands placed on us now than ever before. And it's so easy to become overwhelmed by the pace of life that we end up losing the peace that we once had. And yet, a key aspect of the Christmas story is that in the birth of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace has come. So in actual fact, something might have gone a little bit wrong in our minds if at Christmas we're so busy we fail to recognize that the Prince of Peace has come. If you think about it, that great big announcement that the angels made, we sang it this morning at the start of our service, all about peace. We sang, "Hark the herald angels." Well, what do they declare? They say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." In other words, peace for those who are close to God. So how do we find peace in the midst of Christmas? Or in the midst of hectic life, as January will no doubt bring? Well, Paul tells us here to find it, firstly, in recognizing that the Lord is near. That's a fact. He is close. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." He's not just talking there about the disciples and the people who knew Jesus during his earthly ministry. He's saying to everyone, the Lord is near. Jesus has come and made his dwelling among us. So true peace is found in the closeness of God. But Paul helpfully tells the Philippians two practical pieces of advice to put that into practice. He says, firstly, in verse 6, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. In other words, tell God what's on your heart. Tell God what's in your mind. Tell God what is troubling you. Tell God what is concerning you. And as we do that, as we begin that process of speaking to God in prayer, we're reminded that God is near and that God listens and that God acts and God cares for what's going on in our lives. Prayer is one of the best ways of helping us to realize that God is right here, right now. So he says, pray. Pray and the peace of God will be present. And secondly, it sort of comes out of what the children and young people brought to us today so brilliantly. The second thing is to be observant. To be aware and to recognize where God is already working. Everything that the children spotted in their I Spy story pointed to some truth about God. Some awareness of God. And my friends, this is so key to us having peace in everyday life. We need to see God in the everyday. Paul says to the Philippians, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. In other words, take the time to see God in the everyday, in the mundane, if you like. See what is good and acknowledge God in the midst of that. You know, not everything of God is supernatural. God is the God of the natural as well as the supernatural. So you can find God in the giving of gifts this Christmas. You can find God in the receiving of Christmas cards this Christmas. You can find God in the midst of family gatherings this Christmas. And as you find God in the midst of those, so he is accompanied by peace. I really believe that if we're able to do these two things, bring our cares and our concerns and all those things that make us anxious and bring them to God in prayer, and also take the time to look around us and recognize the presence of God in the here and now, then the result of this is peace. The peace of God that transcends all understanding and that guards our hearts and minds. May the God of peace be with us this Christmas. Amen? Amen. Amen.